The next 25 questions are about lovemaking, intercourse, the orgasm, and you.
Satisfying intercourse should always be preceded by at least a half hour of lovemaking or foreplay. True or false?
52. Lovemaking, which includes caressing, kissing, and fondling your sex partner, can be enjoyable without actual intercourse. True or false?
May I repeat? 52. Lovemaking, which includes caressing, kissing, and fondling your sex partner, can be enjoyable without actual intercourse. True or false? 53. A man should have at least 2 orgasms during intercourse to be fully satisfied. True or false?
54. To be fully satisfied, a woman should have a minimum of 1 climax during sex. True or false?
55. The size of a man's penis determines how good a lover he is. True or false?
56. The average length of a fully erected penis is 9 inches. True or false?
57. Women are only sexually aroused by men with large penises. True or false?
58. Men are only aroused sexually by women with large breasts. True or false?
59. The male on top facing the woman is the correct position for intercourse. True or false?
60. When I touch my partner's sex organs, I get excited. Yes or no?
61. I don't think it's fair when my sex partner has an orgasm during foreplay. Yes or no? To repeat question 61. I don't think it's fair when my sex partner has an orgasm during foreplay. Yes or no?
62. I think a person should have an orgasm whenever possible or desired. Yes or no?
63. During foreplay or intercourse, conversation should be held to a minimum. True or false?
64. When I make love, I like to talk or scream or say something obscene. Yes or no?
65. During lovemaking or intercourse, using obscenities is vulgar and wrong. True or false?
66. Discussing wild fantasies, playing with each other's sex organs, looking at each other getting undressed, or even taking nude photographs is all part of lovemaking. Let me repeat that. Discussing wild fantasies, playing with each other's sex organs, looking at each other getting undressed, or even taking nude photographs is all part of lovemaking. True or false?
67. To reach an erection ready for intercourse, men need less foreplay than women. True or false?
68. It is the man's decision when to insert his penis in the vagina to begin intercourse. True or false?
69. When the vagina becomes lubricated, a woman is physically ready to have intercourse. True or false?
70. Stroking a penis or caressing it with the hand will cause an erection. True or false?
71. Touching, kissing, nibbling, or gently pinching a woman's nipples will arouse her. True or false?
72. All men and women have the same sexually sensitive body areas. Let me repeat that. All men and women have the same sexually sensitive body areas. True or false?
73. I can be sexually satisfied without having an orgasm. Yes or no?
74. I like to make my sex partner have as many orgasms as possible. Yes or no?
75. The most intense sensation of pleasure which one can experience is an orgasm. Yes or no?